Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of For Real. I'm your host, Craig Acton, and we got a good show lined up for you today. In this episode, we're going to talk about the 83rd Annual Academy Award winners. We're going to be talking about Charlie Sheen's rants, movies of 2011 we are not looking forward to, go over movies that are coming out this weekend and are out this weekend segments, talk about movies that were made out of books and if they are good or bad, talk about how shitty it has to be to work at QVC, talk about how the SPCA treats their job like it's their life, relationships if we get to it, and that's about all. People, there is no game today, just letting you know ahead of time. We're going to go live to our co-host, as always, Dan the Man Lamb. Dan?
Yep.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Going pretty good?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of pisses me off. I come home to my Time Warner internet, which God knows how much we pay for a month, and it doesn't even work. Like, some days the connection, like, cuts in and out and everything. But, you know, today, just not even working.
I guarantee you I had a worse after school than you did.
I don't know. What happened to you?
All right. Well, if you saw the Facebook post, people, puddles are not supposed to be fucking deep. They're not supposed to be mysterious. I was walking across the, that field between Zappers and school. You see that field right there?
Yes.
Yeah, and today, because of all the ice, it was like frozen solid. But after school, with the sun out all day, a lot of the spots you stepped on, you crashed through. Now, that's not where I screwed up. I got all the way across the damn thing. I was almost in the parking lot. And I was even talking to, what's his name from Botany? Zach. Me and Zach were talking. We're like, oh, yeah, that Botany thing was fun today. So Zach gets a text message. He's like, all right, go for it. And I see this puddle, and I'm like, well, I could jump, but I don't feel like it. So I go to step in the puddle, thinking, all right, it's about an inch deep, which it was. There is ice right underneath the puddle. I didn't see the ice. So I slipped right into the puddle.
Oh, jeez.
It's not funny, all right? I had my shoes are soaking wet. They're drying right now. My jeans are in the wash. Thank God my iPod and phone didn't get ruined. My gum was all soggy. My keys were all wet. I was walking home making that quack, quack noise, and I'm like, this is just fucking great.
Well, you did kind of walk on an icy puddle, which you were well aware was icy from in the morning.
First of all, the puddle wasn't there in the morning because everything was still frozen. Second of all, the water was dirty. It wasn't, like, clear water. Like, you couldn't see the ice. I thought it was just going to be, like, pavement underneath it. So.
Oh, boy.
I guarantee you that's worse. And then I had to walk home, and with the wind going and my jeans soaking wet, I think that's a little bit worse than not having internet.
I don't know. I can't get on Xbox. Pretty bad.
Is it like your computer or your whole house?
It's the whole thing. It's like the modem. Because, like, I tried even, like, hardwiring my laptop straight to the modem, and it still doesn't do anything.
That's
fucking retarded. Roadrunner, the fastest internet out there. Yeah, when it works.
Very true. All right. Our first topic, Dan, you did not watch the Oscars, correct?
No, I did not.
No, you did not. Do you know who won any of the categories at all?
Just ones like you were talking about. Like you said, Toy Story 3 won, like, Best Animation.
All right. I'm not going to go through every award because some of them I couldn't give less of a fuck about. Best Picture, I picked The Social Network, and that did not win, and that pissed me the fuck off. What did win was The King's Speech, otherwise known as Dry Ash British Movie number 27. Which is bullshit. I don't think foreign films should be allowed to win our Oscars.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any sense. I was talking about that to my dad, and he's like, are you sure it wasn't, like, an American-made movie with British people in it? I'm like, no, I'm not that dumb. I know.
No, yeah, it was made in Britain, and it got brought over to America because it was so popular, which, you know, it's made a lot of money in America, but it's still, like, get the fuck out of here. You're not our movie.
Yeah.
I thought Social Network would have won because Facebook is more American, but clearly I was mistaken. Best actor in a leading role, I was wrong here again too. I picked the kid from Social Network, Jesse Eisenberg, and the guy from The King's Speech, Colin Firth, won because he bought the award and deserved it. Best actor in a supporting role, Christian Bale for The Fighter won. Again, I was right because I picked him, but there was someone I wanted to win for that wasn't way better, I thought, honestly.
Who was that?
Did you see the movie The Town?
No, I did not.
Oh, you need to watch that movie, and there's an actor in there named Jeremy Renner, and he is phenomenal in that movie. But what are you going to do? Best actress in a leading role, I got it right. Natalie Portman won, as we all knew she was going to. And my God, pregnancy has not been kind to her. When she has that kid, she is going to look terrible. That's all I'm saying.
So nice of you.
It's true, man. Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself? And actress in a support. Actress in a supporting role. I got it right again. Melissa Leo won for The Fighter, and I have no objections to that. Except the fact, did you hear that what happened after she won?
No.
She got up there, and she's doing her acceptance speech, and she's like, and all I have to say is, fuck everybody. And they bleeped out fuck, but the look on her face is like, what the fuck did I just do?
Jeez.
I was waiting for them to come back on stage and be like, give it. No, give us back the award. We're going to give it to her.
That's kind of
come on.
I've always wanted to do that, obviously. Like, who hasn't? But, like, I don't think I'd get up there and follow through with it. I'm already a terrible public speaker.
Yeah, speaking in front of all these celebrities and shit, I'd be like, thanks. And then I would probably just walk off stage, I guess.
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
Doing a presentation in front of, like, 3 million people, however many people are watching the Oscars. Probably about that. 3 million.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable.
Best animated feature, otherwise known as the Pixar movie and the other two. Because Pixar won, of course. But people, Pixar will not win this year because their movie for this year is Cars 2. And that movie sucked. That's also their only movie that has not won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature because it sucked. So this is the year for DreamWorks and all those other companies to, you know, make good movies. No comments.
Any more interesting Oscars I should be aware of? People who are undeserving to win, or?
Nope, that about. Well, I can get into cinematography and best screenplay, but you don't care about that.
Yeah, probably.
No, of course not. Who am I talking to? All right, people, we're going to go over our new Out This Weekend segment. Dan, do you have any idea what's coming out this weekend? I just want to know.
Nah, not really.
Not really? Okay. People, there are 4 movies coming out this weekend. I'm going to go over them, and then me and Dan will give a yay or nay to them. The first one is Rango, the new Johnny Depp chameleon movie. The second one is The Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon and Emily Blunt. The third one is Beastly with Alex Pettyfer and Vanessa Hutchins. And the fourth one is Take Me Home Tonight with Topher Grace and Anna Faris. Have you heard of any of these?
Yeah, I've heard of all of them.
All right, well, let's do yay or nay, Dan. We're going to start with Rango, yay or nay. And why?
I don't know what to think about this one. It looks like a yay just because, I don't know, I think Johnny Depp's a pretty good actor and everything, but it's just a voiceover, and it's like, it doesn't really look like it'd be that funny of a movie or anything, so... I'm probably
going to
have to say nay for that one.
Really? People, I give this a yay, a major yay. This is a movie, I think, like I just said, since Cars 2 will be shitty, this is one of those movies that can win Best Animated Picture because I saw a 10-minute, if you go on YouTube, there's a 10-minute clip of the movie, and it's actually pretty funny, and it's surprisingly not very kid-friendly. There's a scene in the clip when, like, a wizard walks in, and he's, like, holding this, like, chicken, and he, like, takes his blade out and says, if I ever see you in this town again, I'm going to cut your... I'm not going to do word for word, but he pretty... In real world, he would be like, I'm going to cut your fucking head off and use it to wipe my ass. Now, that's not what they say, because it's a PG movie, but it's pretty dark, yeah. I have to admit.
Gonna say, geez, that's a little bit much. Going
yeah.
for the top viewers here or something, geez.
But I give that a yay. All right, the next one is called, The Adjustment Bureau. What do you give it?
I think that looks pretty good. It looks like a yay movie, but, like, I don't think I'm ever going to go see it. It's like the Bourne movies. I've seen, like, half of all of them. It just looks good, but... What?
You never saw a full Bourne movie?
No, I got bored.
I didn't get bored. I just got tired of the shaky camera.
Yeah, that too. It's like watching Cloverfield without the monster.
Yeah, right. Which is a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
Then we got Beastly, which is based off the novel by Alex Flynn. This movie, I'm going to start off with, I give it, Dan, you're expecting me to give it a yay because I read the book. I don't know. I saw some clips online, and after reading the book, the movie just looks like, it said, what's this? Oh, this is the book. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Just set that on fire, because we're just going to do this in our own way, because nothing in the movie makes any sense to the book. So I'm going to give this a nay until I see it. So.
I'm going to give it a nay just because it looks stupid.
The only thing that looks good in that movie, because I like him, is Neil Patrick Harris. I do like him.
I think the only thing that looks good is seeing the Phantom of the Opera guy without his mask on. Like, that doesn't just happen. Just because you're, like, a hot guy that everyone wants, you don't just, like, some lady is just like, well, I'm just going to Catwoman the shit out of your face so then you're ugly. And why does that girl even fall for him? He looks so gross.
Thank you. When we were watching the previews, and my mom was like, that's... And she's like, you're the most beautiful man I ever saw. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, I
you
can't
You don't get out very
that.
Much, do you?
And I'm like... And mom's like, I can't believe you're that shallow. And I'm like, shallow? The guy looks like he just got, like, attacked by, like, PetSmart over there. And Vanessa Hudgens is fucking hot. Like, she could do better than Mr. Scratches.
Yeah, he looks like the guy from The Box who got, like, shot in the face by lightning or something.
Like, very true.
Ugh. That's not...
Yeah, well, I might change mine to a yay after I see the movie, so I don't know. And Take Me Home Tonight, I don't know. I've only seen a trailer for this movie, and that was a while ago. I do like the stars in the movie. However, I hate... movies that go back in time, like, you know, this movie, what's that other one? I hate any movie that goes back in time. Yeah, kind of. Half the time she had 20 parts. Any movie that goes any movie that goes below 1990 to the 80s and 70s, I'm just like, come on. Unless they were made in the 80s or 70s, because you can tell if they were or weren't. I'm going to give this a nay, but then again, I see every movie, so I'll see this and give my proper review.
I don't know. I think I'll give it a nay. It has some pretty good music in it, which I think I could enjoy, and it just looks pretty funny. Like, just the movie as a whole looks kind of funny. So, all right,
Dan,
yeah, let me ask
you a question on the spot. If you were going on, like, a date night with Santana, and it was between these four movies, which one would you go see?
Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh, all right. For me, with my girlfriend, I don't know. I'd probably have to say Rango, just because, I can actually get into Rango, because Take Me Home Tonight's rated R. So that's one reason, Dan.
Yeah, whatever. I'll just get some old person to buy my tickets.
I wonder if you buy a ticket. Now, I'm new to this whole buying tickets online. If you buy a ticket online for a rated R movie and you take it in, can they ask you for ID where they scan the ticket?
Yeah, like, it's not like they can deny you. Like, you already paid money for the... Unless there's, like, a disclaimer when you buy it online. Because, like, yeah, they can't just, once you get there, they can't just be like, oh, no, you're not allowed in.
Yeah, they have to have a rule for that, because otherwise, you know, they'd be losing a lot of money.
Yeah, people would, like, buy their tickets online, then get there, and they're like, oh, no, you can't go in, you're not 17. It's like, or fuck you.
I don't think I would say that. I'd be like, where's your manager? Then make a big scene out of it. I'd, like, stomp around.
Craig stomping out. This is bullshit. I want to see Rango. Rango unrated version.
You know, I guarantee someone somewhere listening to this says, you know what? And then we're going to see that movie in about a year and a half. So, thanks a lot.
No problem. I'd pay to see that. That seems like it'd be so much better. Then in the beginning, he can cut the chicken's head off and say, this is going to be you, and I'm going to cut your head off and wipe my ass with it. Then he can say that, and it'll be much more funny.
Very true. Now, I hate talking about school, but Dan, what did you think of a surprise in English today?
It was fucking stupid. I don't know. To be completely honest, I just copied the multiple choice questions from the smart people at my table. I was sitting there, and I'm on, like, the third one, and they're, like, starting the short answers. And their, like, papers are sitting there, like, facing me right next to me. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I miss like, half the multiple choice, and I start out with, like, a 50 on the stupid thing. Like,
don't you know what?
I don't give a...
Don't you love how she's like, okay, you got a day for the multiple choice and a day for the paragraphs. It's like, okay, the multiple choice I can see, but what if I cannot plan and write two paragraphs in one day?
I don't know if that's why I get a bad grade on them. I don't plan the paragraphs. I just write them. I just go and write them.
You get points off if you don't plan them.
No, I asked her. She said you don't get points off. She just, doesn't. She, like, grades it more harshly.
I can't stand
her. Well, yeah, I guess you kind of do your points off. I really can't either. That's so stupid. I asked her why. I'm like, why wouldn't you, like, tell us that we have a quarterly assessment? Like, two test grades. That's kind of a big deal. It's not like a pop quiz or something. And she's like, oh, well, I didn't want to get you guys all angry and everything the day you got back. It's like, no, fuck that. You obviously don't care. Like, the third day of school you gave us one of these stupid things. I'm still in summer mode. I'm still sitting here going, oh, my God, it's so hot in here. I want to leave. Not going, oh, man, I'm really in the mood to do a day of listening and multiple choice, then two answers and a critical end. That's what I'm in the mood for right now.
Dan's getting angry over this right here.
I am. She needs to not.
You didn't hear what she told our class. One of our classmates, Josh, said, shouldn't you have told us about this? And she goes, well, I wouldn't want you to skip today. And I said, do you really think an entire class of students would skip to avoid something they're going to have to do eventually anyway? Like, I'm pretty sure you're not going to come in the round and be like, okay, time for the quarterly assessment. It'll be like an empty classroom.
Yeah, really. It's like, yeah. Like, Cody today, he was like, yeah, normally I'll just, like, do these projects because we're working on a history project. Not together, but, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, normally I just skip the day we have to present for these. It's like, and when you come back, are they just like, oh, well, since you weren't here miraculously, you're fine. You're fine. You don't have to do it.
See, that's what I can't stand either. I can't stand until they skip the day they present. Like, it's a big deal. Like, oh, thank God. It's like, you know, we're not going to, you could skip a week. We're not going to move on until you present.
Yeah. Especially with teachers like Miss Stilistic. It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I always present first or second just to get it over with, because I feel like if you wait and then, like, someone goes and they have, like, a miraculous project, like, they have images and they have video feed and they have costumes, and then you go up there with your poster and you're like, all right, this is just my poster. You feel like shit getting off of there, because you're like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go kill myself with my own poster.
I don't know. I always try to go, like, very last, so, like, the only person paying attention is her. Like, no one else even cares.
Yeah.
So, like, doing other work or something.
All right. Now we're going to talk about Charlie Sheen, everyone. Dan, do you watch 2.5 Men?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think about this whole Charlie Sheen thing, how he's suing the company for his right to work?
Well, that's like you just like making a major corporation, then them just like being like, oh, well, you got in trouble a few times. Maybe Coke is a little bit bigger than like some trouble. But either way, like, oh, you got in trouble a few times. So us as your coworkers pretty much are taking the company away from you. It's like that doesn't make any sense.
Well, Dan, I mean, you're not looking at it. They didn't kick him off the show. They stopped the show completely for this season. So, I mean, you have to look at it from the perspective of the other guys on the show because they're out of a job now.
Yeah, like that. It's like they're out of a job. Charlie Sheen, he's not making money for however long that may be that the show's not on the air. And, like, I guess it's kind of dumb because he, like, writes the show and everything, doesn't he?
He produces it.
Yeah, and that's, like, I'd say that's probably, like, the biggest sitcom right now. Like, what else is really bigger than that? There used to be, like, Friends and, like, Will and Grace and everything, but those are all gone.
That is true. I don't know, like, Big Bang Theory and The Office are all pretty big shows.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. He told Good Morning America, who he talked to, he said that he's going to be showing up to work the next few weeks, even though they told him they're not doing a show, which leads me to believe. Hold on a second.
The show agreed to pay him for 4 episodes.
Okay. My mom said they agreed to pay him for 4 episodes. Thank you.
Ooh.
This is why I did the show. I'm getting like breaking news from TMZ.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. This just in. Okay, 4 episodes. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know, like...
Well, I mean, he's suing a multi-billion-dollar company. Like, Warner Brothers isn't just, like, suing the pizza place down the street because they put hair in your pizza. This is Warner Brothers. They are multi-billion dollars. They are one of the first 3 studios ever. You think you're going to win against a studio that has, like, hundreds of lawyers?
Well, doesn't he still have, like, a jury and everything?
Well,
like,
yeah,
if you just put it out there, like, the corporation's evil and everything, it doesn't really matter how the lawyers put it. The jury still could vote in his position.
But, Dan, what's wrong with the corporation? It's Charlie Sheen's head for being a cokehead and for fucking up all these years, for, you know, getting on drugs, being an alcoholic for those 3 years he was. You know, I mean, it's his fault.
Why does it matter? He's making a great TV show. Just leave him be. Just put him in his little... house and give him a little ankle bracelet like they do with everyone else.
Mohan and Paris Hilton have one.
Were you just like, Dan, did you just like run up to the phone from the other side of the room? Because you're like, speaking like super soft, you're like, just put him in it. And then as you keep going, you're getting louder, like, just let him do his own thing and he will go.
No, I have it on speakerphone because I was trying to track my package and just took it off.
Oh, your laser pointer?
Yeah, it's pissing me off. It's still not here. My other thing that I ordered from, like, California got here, and it's like, okay, that thing had to ship from Europe, and it's been shipping for, like, 2 weeks. How long can it possibly take? And plus, I paid, like, $20 for shipping.
Mm. People, we got 2 callers besides you, Dan, on the show. I don't know who they are. We're not doing the game this week. Why? Because me and Dan couldn't think of actors. I texted Andre to tell you to think of some actors, but he never responded. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just want to talk about our topics.
I don't know. I'm not... People, it's not you. It's me. I'm not in the mood for callers. I fucking fell into a puddle. I've been having a shitty week. It's my fault. And Dan doesn't have control of the switchboard. That's why.
Fine, Craig. Fine.
Dan, we'll
probably
get on some
Megan
callers.
Bryce, anyway.
What?
But it's probably Megan Bryce anyways.
Tell them we'll bring them on next week for a full episode because I'm just not feeling this week. You know, the Oscar show didn't go over so well, being cut off. You know, I got killed by Jason Statham in the middle of a statement over here.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, you know, the whole fucking puddle thing. My brother's in the hospital now, I tell you that.
I don't know, what'd he do?
He didn't do anything. I got a text, like, 1 o'clock saying, they called my study hall, they're like, go to the office. My brother just, like, woke up this morning just, like, vomiting his fucking guts out and all that shit. And, like, his wife had to run to the emergency room. They don't know what the fuck's wrong with him. I'm going over there, like, about 5 o'clock to visit him. But, yeah, they say he's been puking his guts up all day. He's, like, pale as fuck. I don't know what's wrong with him, but...
Maybe he's got, like, food poisoning or something.
See, that's what I was thinking, because they had Chinese last night, he told me, and I you can't trust those places.
Yeah, especially after that one. Did you hear about that last year? They're, like, dragging the, like, dead deer carcass in the back. Did you
what?
Hear about that?
No.
That Chinese buffet, they were, like, dragging, like, a whole deer carcass, like, through the restaurant into the back. And there was, like, a trail of blood. They were just, like, mopping up casually and stuff.
They're just, like, mopping. I'm like, all right, just blood. No big deal.
Just blood. No, don't mind this. This is what you're eating. You guys are lucky you missed the elephant and tiger we dragged in earlier. Oh, and your cat.
Yeah, you guys missed some good cat.
I think that's General Tso's chicken. It's cat.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Chinese or even sushi for that matter. Just be like, if my mom makes it at home, like that's what happened tonight is Chinese. Okay, she's cooking it. I know she's going to cook it right. But, like, when I go to, like, China Walk, I want to watch them make my orange chicken. I don't want them to just be like, okay, here you go. It's like, what the fuck do you put in this? I don't want to wake up tomorrow with a hangover or something.
Yeah. You just, like, take a bite of it. They just walk up, bro, no, rape drug. Oh, fuck.
Jersey Beer
Fest? It'd probably make you into, like, the human, like, dragon or something.
Dan.
Hmm.
Did you ever see the movie Beer Fest?
Yeah.
It's like that part when the guy wakes up in the cornfield and the dead deer is right there.
Yeah, and it's got, like, blood all over it. He's like, oh, my God, not again.
Not again. All right, we got... Now, people, the show is supposed to end in 2 minutes, but we learned on Sunday we can actually go for 45 minutes before... Blog Talk Radio kicks us off. So we got enough time for a few more topics, actually. The first of which being, how often, Dan, do you watch QVC?
Huh. Well, for starters, what is QVC?
Okay, I don't know what channel it is for you, but for me, it's Channel 14. It's a home shopping, like, TV station.
Probably... Let's see, takes me about half a second to change the channel, about half a second for my brain to process what's on the TV screen, so probably about 1 second a day, because my TV automatically starts out at channel 2.
Well, you seriously have to watch QVC just to look at the faces. I mean, I was watching yesterday because my mom and my sister were looking at it, and they're like, oh, look at these sandals, and me and my... brother were just sitting there like, okay, yeah, okay, sandals, sure. But the guy that was selling the sandals, he looked like the most miserable, you know, sex-deprived, like they keep him in a fucking cage animal. Like he just had to look like, put a fucking bullet in my head, please. Like, he spent an hour and a half talking about shoes. Like, I would put a bullet through my head, too.
That guy from Tosh.0, look at this horse. Teeth, hair. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that one. It was funny.
He's like, I knew it wasn't actually a horse. It was a butterfly. I was just trying to make a joke. I didn't realize it was going to be on TV. It's like, yeah, you're on the Home Shopping Network. They're obviously going to, they're filming They're not going to just not put it on TV.
Well, he's full of shit, first of all. He knew he was on TV.
Yeah. It's like, it's probably all green screened in. He just, like, didn't realize that it wasn't what it was. And like Tosh said, he was just reading off of the teleprompter, so.
That is true. Well, I mean, I don't get why people use QVC. Because to me, it's like, if you want to buy something, go there and buy it in person, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's called armchair shopping. So, like, weird, gross people like Snorlax who don't want to be seen in public, so they just, like, sit in their house in their sweatpants all day. Like, those people.
That's mean.
Well, that's what it's for. They have companies like that who, like, bring like, your groceries and stuff to your house.
Seriously?
And, yeah. And, like, they'll, like, go, you, like, give them a list of all the stuff you want or whatever, and they'll, like, go to the store and buy it. And it's, like, pizza delivery, but with all your stuff, and they just, like, bring it to your house and you pay them for it.
That's nuts. I didn't even,
I know. For, like, crazy people who don't want to leave their house.
And then, like, my mom, whenever she orders something off QVC and it gets here and it's broken, she's like, oh, I can't believe it's broken. I'm like, because it's cheap, first of all. It's plastic, second of all. And you got it from the Home Shopping Network, third of all. There you go.
Like, if I worked there at, like, their shipping department, I think I would, like, intentionally just, like, there would be, like, the next guy in line I'm supposed to, like, hand the package to. I'd be like, catch. I'd, like, toss it to him. He'd be like, oh, my fucking God, that's that glass bird.
Like,
now it's broken.
5,000 glass vases were shipped out today, Tony. Oh, that's good. Only about 16 of them are any good. Okay, that's good.
Well, maybe that's how they make their money. It's not even actually what they say it is. They just take, like, broken ones that companies have that are, like, left over and just, like, put them in boxes and ship them to you.
And then you get that shit and it's broken and you call me like, I want to return this, and they're like, all sales are final, sir. It's like, go fuck yourself. You're just ripping off everyone.
Yeah.
I do love it on the Home Shopping Network, how sometimes they'll, like, be like, we got Jeremy in Mississippi calling in, and they have, like, some guy just, like, start talking to the host. It's like, okay, they got to screen those calls profoundly, because I'm waiting for the day when they, like, slip up and a drunk guy just gets on the air like, hey, I'm on the fucking TV, holy shit, get in here. No, put it down and get in here, I'm on TV. My voice is,
I want that watch.
Yeah, I want the pink one, and I want the blue one, and I want the blonde model right there. Did she come with it? No? Well, fuck you. Put her in.
Yeah. 20 extra bucks.
I got... Did you see them selling those models like slaves? Like, I got 20 on that one. I got 30 on that one. 50 bucks on the redhead.
They just put a Vanna White section on the Wheel of Fortune, spin it around. Yes, it takes up, like, half the wheel, too.
Yeah.
We're running out of money, so we just figured you were.
I mean, wouldn't you want to call into that, like, Home Shopping Network just to fuck with them? Like, when they screen, you'd be like, yeah, I just want to talk about the product. And when they get on, they'd just be like, suck my balls, and just, like, start fucking with them.
That'd be so funny and profound, because, like, only old people and you watch that, so.
Hey, I don't watch. Go fuck yourself. I don't watch it. I live in an apartment, Dan, okay? And I need something to do. My family watches TV together sometimes. It's not my fault that they pick that sometimes.
And you don't watch, like, ABC Family or something, or, like, Discovery. Something educational.
Every day, someone different gets the pick. Yesterday, it was my sister's pick. Today, I think it would be my brother's pick, but since he's pretty much, like, dying in the hospital, I think I get his pick today. And I feel like watching some, you know, G4 TV.
Yeah. True that.
Do you and your family ever watch TV together? Like, have, like, a TV time? Or, like,
I don't
just,
know.
Like, hang out?
Sometimes when we're, like, eating dinner, we don't eat dinner at a table. We eat on our couch, like the average American should. Tables are for wings.
Thank you. Like, when I went to my ex-girlfriend's house, they're like, everyone to the table. And I'm like, what is this? What is this magic wood device that holds my food for me? Like, I'm used to eating dinner
in my... Yeah, I just hold my old mail.
I'm used to eating mine in my recliner with, like, a glass of iced tea, just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, we, like, sit on the couch and stuff. Yeah, sometimes we watch, well, I don't know, we, like, watch TV and everything, but, I don't know, like, sometimes my dad will be watching some, like, weird politics channel or something, and I'm obviously not really paying very much attention to that. But, like, sometimes if I have it on, like, Tosh.0 or something, he's not really, like, paying attention to that.
Yeah,
well,
and that's
we kind of do, but...
Yeah, that's the toughest part is finding something that everyone can enjoy, because, like, I'll put, like, Tosh.0 on, and, like, me and my brother, and, like, sometimes even my brother's wife will find that funny. Meanwhile, my mom and dad are sitting there stone-faced for the entire show.
Yeah, like, my dad laughs at it and stuff. We normally will watch it together and everything. We just, like, DVR it and watch it when we get a chance. But,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, like, some things on there I find funny, and he's like, oh, that's gross. Why would someone do that? Like, the one show where the guy did, like, the front flip off the roof and landed in the garbage can, I'm like, oh, that would hurt really bad. Oh, why would he do that? And my dad's sitting over there, like, laughing his face off. It's like, what? I didn't see what was funny about that. A guy did a front flip off the roof into a garbage can.
Very true. All right, Dan, I think we got a full show today.
Pretty good deal.
Pretty good. All right, now, since we're going over the 30 minutes we're allowed to, I can't disconnect you, so just hang up the phone.
Okay, then.
All right, bye.
Bye.
People, it's been a packed show, but we are ready to go. It's been a full show. I'm your host, Craig Acton. And as always, see you again next week. Doobie-doobie-doo. Waiting for my computer to work. Doobie-doobie-doo. Adios, people.